Well, it's just good to be talking again. Hi there. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team and you, the Take Two family. I am coming off of an eight-day silent retreat. It was, I'll just sum it up in two words, life-changing. So thank you, Take Two family, for your prayers and all of you who emailed me your prayer intentions. And we just didn't, maybe you didn't get a chance to email them in, but you wanted them prayed for. I was definitely praying for all of you fervently, intensely during the eight-day retreat where we could not talk except for like at Mass and with our spiritual directors. But yeah, it was really life-changing, Debbie. So thank you for holding down the fort last week.
Yes, definitely. Well, we wanted to know, like, was it difficult for you not to talk? I mean, since you're in the communications, like, ministry.
Well, I don't want to say it was a relief, but no, it was not hard at all. And, you know, we were off of all social media, you know, technology, gadgets, phone, computer. Mm. I didn't miss those things one bit. In fact, wow. I kind of miss the silent retreat now that we're back to talking again. But, you know, here's the thing. I had like 200 emails when I got back on. And I think if three of them were, you know, things that I needed to take action on, I'd be mm-hmm. surprised. I get so much spam email. So, no, it was just a blessed time. And, you know, God really moved powerfully. For those who are wondering, I'm at the Institute for Priestly Formation summer program in Omaha, Nebraska, on the campus of Creighton University, and with 108 other seminarians. And we are going through a very beautiful, very powerful spirituality program. So, mm-hmm. anyway, enough about that, but it's good to be back.
Okay, so a couple things, though. You met up with a few of our friends, our ministry team, Laura and Glenn Sweet. You met with them, and that was wonderful. And also one of our life coaches, Sherry Brownrigg, right? Mm-hmm. You met Sherry? Yep. So, I mean, you reconnected with all of these friends and ministry team members, so that's wonderful. Okay, so if you had to describe the silent retreat in three words, can you give us three words?
God loves me.
Oh, I love
God
that.
God loves us.
I love that. Was, oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, that is powerful. So you would recommend all of us to do some kind of silent retreat then, huh?
Yeah, maybe even a weekend. You know, a lot of retreat centers offer, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday type of silent retreat. But it is good. You really get in touch with God and with yourself when you're in all of that silence. And, oh, by the way, we had to do four holy hours a day.
Whoa. Four holy hours on our own.
Yep. Oh, and our spiritual directors gave us scripture passages to read and meditate on and pray over and journal about. I was journaling like crazy. And I would highly recommend a silent retreat to anybody, a retreat of any kind. We need to just step back from the world and the hustle and bustle and the crush of the world, take a deep breath, and really connect or reconnect with God. So I encourage it.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing.
Sure.
And so, Jerry, let's turn our attention to today's topic. And we're actually in preparation for Father's Day this weekend, Jerry. Now, mm-hmm. your dad has gone home to meet the Lord. My dad has gone home to meet the Lord. So they're not with us any longer here on earth. But there's a lot of dads that are alive and well. And we're honoring our fathers today, those that are living and deceased. We're honoring, just like the fourth commandment tells us to, right, to honor our mothers and fathers. And we want you, our Take Two family, to weigh in on this and really pay tribute to your father, honor your dad, share how you are going to spend this weekend. Maybe you're going to visit a cemetery. You're going to visit a place that was very special to your dad. You're getting together with your father. We really want to hear the details and really want to lift up fathers today on this show, because lots of folks are listening and they're not Catholic, and they're listening and they're going, wow, how do you guys honor your fathers? Well, let's really share. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you want to share how you are celebrating Father's Day, this is the show to do it at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, let's face it, every one of us obviously has a father. And as Debbie said, if you would like to maybe give a bit of honor to yours right now, we follow the commandments of our Lord. One of those commandments is honor your father and your mother. And we want to give you a platform to do that here today. It is your show. We talk about that all the time. And this Friday, we're actually going to be celebrating the 10-year anniversary. Sunday is the 15th, which is when the show went on the air, June 15th, 10 years ago. But we'll mark that on Friday. But it's your show, Take Two Family, and we will learn from you. We have done shows similar to this, Debbie, and I sometimes I'm almost brought to tears by what mm-hmm. the Take Two Family share about your father. So if you'd like to give your dad some real love on the air right now, living or deceased, or share maybe what your plans are to honor him in a special way, come this weekend. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
And as the authority figure in our families, it's so important to honor our fathers. And, you know, maybe sometimes you're thinking about with Father's Day coming up that this is a time for you to possibly maybe reconcile even with your father. You've been estranged from your dad for some time, and this may be an opportunity. We hope and pray that does come to fruition, and it does result in a beautiful reconciliation, a reunion of you and your father. Why? Because God, you know, really would want things to be harmonious and peaceful and connected. You know that God's all about that. Now, I know the Bible says Jesus came to divide. Right? That has a lot to do with the way people view and think about things about God Himself in the spiritual life. But God is all about relationships. Just look at the Trinity. Okay, God is all about relationships. Look at the mystical body of Christ. That's us. God is all about that. And so let's talk about that today. Have you thought about that? How are you going to honor your father? Okay, and maybe you just have no interest in participating in this discussion, but you want to talk about how you're going to honor God the Father. Absolutely. Call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
And we've got our wonderful show team together with us as always. And today that would be Ace McKay on the producer's board. Rich Jesse is our call screener, and Pedro is on social media, so we can get the chats going there. We're waving to those of you watching the video stream on social media. But we especially love to hear your voice and the emotion that may come out on today's show. So many of you have beautiful relationships with your fathers. Maybe it hasn't been that great. Mine, I didn't really know my father that well, but I still want to honor him today on Father's Day, this weekend. So give us your love for your father and any plans you might have for Father's Day at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll get to your calls here in a couple of minutes.
Fathers today, and if you're listening to Take Two, this is your opportunity to pay tribute to your dad or your grandfather. How about that? Or your godfather, or some father figure in your life that you want to shout to the world and praise God that they are in your life and they have influenced you in such a positive, beautiful way, and you're grateful to them. And this is the perfect opportunity for you to do that. We're very friendly. Like Jerry said, Rich is standing by ready to answer your call. So please stop what you're doing for just about 5 or 10 minutes and make that call. Make a difference about really honoring fathers today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please call right now. Jerry, I wanted to share, if I may, with all of our Take Two family, discover God's healing power with Sister Breege McKenna. She's amazing. I just think she is so incredible. I went to a service one time when we were doing a pledge drive for the Station of the Cross. Jerry, do you remember? And she was in town, and the station recommended we go to the service of a church nearby in Buffalo, New York. And Sister Breege McKenna was there. She was amazing. The healing ministry she does, wow. So you can experience Sister Breege McKenna's experience with God God's healing power shares powerful insights on faith, the Eucharist, prayer, and vocations. And so deepen your faith with the power of the sacraments. Get your copies today. Both books are available now at EWTNRC.com. Plus, you get a free standard shipping on online orders of $75 or more within the continental U.S. So all you have to do is use code FREE at checkout. Just, you know, Google search in on EW or search in on the button there on EWTNRC.com. Sister Breege McKenna. Mm-hmm. She is so amazing.
I love her work. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very, very gifted by God. I really believe she has such a, you know how certain clergy and religious, you can just tell that God has anointed them in their ministry work. And she's one of them, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of healings have come through her ministry and through her prayers. So, yeah, definitely encourage people to get that from the EWTN Religious Catalog. We are going to go to the phones here. Just want to remind you of the phone number. It's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. Have you thought about it yet? Well, hopefully you have. I presume that you probably have. Your father, living or deceased, what would you like to say to the world about that man who brought you into the world together with your mom and, of course, the working of God? If you'd like to honor your father in a special way, maybe you have a really unique and creative way of honoring your dad on Father's Day. We'd love to hear about that. You can share ideas, because what you share on this program always is going to benefit others. So get on board here. We got a couple of open phone lines left at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, so we'd like you to join Sheila, and Sheila's going to be first. She's going to get our conversation started on honoring our fathers. And Sheila is in Hamilton, New Jersey, on Domestic Church Media. Love the area of New Jersey you live in, Sheila. Jerry and I have been there. It's absolutely beautiful. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
I want to just say that my dad, Jim, was very involved in our town. He was a veteran. He was just a spokesperson for the vets. He was involved in the American Legion, the DAV, and all the programs, the Memorial Day, Veterans Day programs. But and one other thing he was involved with was the blood drives, the American Red Cross blood drives. And my dad would always find a way to kind of get my children. We have three, my husband and I. And he had a total of 9 grandchildren. So he would always get them involved, whether they were laying flags in the cemetery or doing a program or working with the blood drive. But so I particularly like to honor my dad. When I give blood, I donate blood. I try to do it as often as I can. And when I do that, I honor my dad because he was a blood donor as well, but always would involve my daughters, whether he needed them to send out postcards or call people on the phone to remind them that there were blood drives coming up. So it's a different way to honor, but that's how I honor my dad.
Sheila, that's a beautiful way of doing that. And what I love hearing about fathers so often is the selflessness, the giving, you know, and obviously anyone who brings children into the world, your life is immediately not your own anymore, but you know, you have to be there for your children. And what a great example, Jim, your father set for you and the rest of your siblings there. And I just say, you know, God bless him. Praise God for the wonderful example that he left you. And now, you know, you're giving that gift to other people. So they say, you know, the gift that keeps on giving. Well, fathers definitely give us those types of gifts.
And it just goes to show that Jim, your dad, which by the way, Sheila, I put Jim in our prayer book. We pray for all of the Take Two family. He was very giving, right? He cared about others. I just love that. In fact, you did bring tears to my eyes because it made me think of my own dad. My dad was the same way. He would help everybody. He wanted people to be cared for. And it sounds like your dad, Jim, had that huge, generous heart. Are we on to something there?
Yeah, he certainly loved people. He was the kind of person, once you met him, he would remember your name. My brother is the same, and I work on that on this side. I try to remember your name when I go back to meet you the second time. But he just loved, my dad just loved people, and he just loved our community. We moved in 1970 to a small Italian town, and we certainly were not Italian. We were Irish, and he just fell in love with our town and everybody in our town. So he was very, very civic-minded and volunteer-minded and just got our – I'm one of four, got us, and then got the grandkids involved as well.
Mm. Wow.
That is so godlike, you mm-hmm. know, to love yep. people. The way you stated that, Sheila, he loved people, was so civic-minded. You know, that's so much like God our Father, and that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sheila. We really appreciate you getting us started here on this conversation on Take Two. God bless you for that. See, Sheila stepped up and she made a call honoring her father, Jim. Can you do the same? So pick up that phone and make that call right now. We really do expect to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, let's go to New Orleans next. Raymond is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Raymond. Thanks for joining the conversation today.
Hello.
Hello, Raymond.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Yeah, good morning to you. Yeah.
Yes.
So go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling to honor my father, Raymond. He was in the military. And when Hurricane Betsy hit down here in St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana, he loaded up a boat without a motor with three families and pushed us 3.5 miles to safety in some raging waters. I still don't know how he did it. But, yeah, he saved, I guess it was 13 lives that day. And, I mean, I remember the boat hitting the rooftops. The water was so high. So, yeah, just want to honor him. He was a great Christian, a fantastic Catholic. My sons and I were blessed to be there when he received last rites. So that's it.
Beautiful. Did you happen to name any of your sons Raymond?
Yes. My youngest, my eldest son is Raymond, and his eldest son is Raymond. But all of my girls have the name Ray in their name, and all of my sons' names. My son Raymond, all of his children are named Ray in some form.
That is so awesome, Raymond. I mean, you talk about there are so many different ways that we can honor those that we love, especially our parents. But hey, passing on their name, I mean, that is such, you know, so many people do that. And it sounds like it's multiple generations for you and your family. And I just think that is fantastic.
I totally agree, Raymond. Yeah. Your dad obviously is such a huge hero in your family, and I think that is just so beautiful. And you paying tribute today, a son to his father. Wow! It's I don't think there's a dry eye in the world right now who's listening to you, Raymond. It's really quite beautiful. It's coming from your heart, and I just think it is wonderful when we see. Especially sons, because sometimes, believe it or not, sons have a difficult time, you know, honoring parents for some reason. And you doing that, Raymond, I think you're going to start a flood of calls coming in. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. I'd like to just say one more thing is the man never had an enemy. And that's what I said at his funeral. And all of the family just started saying, you know, yes, nodding. And yeah, he never had an enemy. Everyone loved him. He was a fantastic man.
Everybody loves Raymond. That's fantastic. What a beautiful man. The way you talk about him, Raymond, we all wish we had gotten
Me
to know
too.
Him and you yeah. had him for a dad like you did. So thanks, Raymond, for calling in from New Orleans. Appreciate that so much. We are on a roll here today, looking forward to Father's Day on Sunday. And we are asking you how you honor your father. What would you like to say about him? Give him a little bit of a tribute here. Show some love to your father. If he's living, you know, maybe you can say, hey, Dad, you know, go to this link and listen to the podcast and, you know, tell him what time of the show you were on. So you can do that. If he's deceased, you know, you can honor his memory here. Maybe you do something beautiful and special on Father's Day. Go to a cemetery or go visit your father or your grandfather. A lot of different directions you can take this conversation, but it's your show, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 888-298-3986. And we'll go to, oh, go ahead, Deb.
I was just going
to
say, Lydia from Texas called in and wanted to just share this message about her daddy. She said, Lydia said from Texas, I want to thank my daddy who died when she was 6 years old for being insured and making sure that we had a home despite his death. So it sounds like he took care of the family through maybe some life insurance or something of that nature. And Lydia, I'm sorry that your dad, you lost your dad at such a young age, but I can tell you a lot of dads did plan well for their family. My dad was in insurance with MetLife for 57 years, and he made sure that lots of families were covered with insurance. And let me tell you, it really does help because, you know, you experience this loss. But if you do have the ability to stay in your home and be provided for but through a life insurance policy, it does help you continue on with life. So you sounds like your dad was a very responsible man.
You know what I love about Lydia's comments, too?
Tell me.
She calls him Daddy. You know?
Daddy, I know. And that's
yeah.
Sweet.
We called, when I was growing up, my parents divorced when I was seven. We moved away from my dad. But until we were in our teen years, we referred to him as Daddy. And if I get a chance, I may not be on this show. We got a lot of calls to get to. But I mentioned how life-changing that silent retreat was. And it really revolves around that word, Daddy. You know, God revealed himself to me. In a fresh new way. It was life-changing. It was vocation-affirming. So I just, the rest of my life I want to spend to Debbie as a mission, getting people to know God as their intimate daddy. So
yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
Well, and what was beautiful, she lost her dad when she was six. So of course she would have probably called him Daddy, right? Because she was only 6 years old. So Lydia, thank you so much. You brought a lot of tears to our eyes.
I'm laughing because there's another one of the seminarians here at the summer program. He's from the Diocese of Galveston, Houston, and he's not quite my age, a little bit younger, but he still calls his dad Daddy, refers to his daddy. So it's kind of a Southern thing, I think.
Yeah,
for many
we did too. We called my dad Daddy until he died. All my brothers and sisters. Oh yeah, and they're almost in their 70s. we always called them. My sister still calls my mother passed away. Obviously, you know, in 2021, my sister still calls her mommy. So mommy and daddy. So yeah, it's that very endearing, very very close kind of words to describe your parents. Okay, let's hear what Margie has to say in Bismarck, North Dakota, on Real Presence Radio. Margie, thanks for joining us. Hello, Margie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi there, Margie.
Hi. How I honor the loved men in my family, they're all gone. I write a thank you note to them and let them know through my writing how much they helped me in my journey of being who I am today. I write to my grandfather, I write to my father-in-law, to my husband, to my dad, of course, and I have also had to bury two sons. So I have a lot of memories of them, and for myself to be able to share my love with them, I write them a thank you note. Happy Father's Day, like my husband was Larry. Happy Father's Day, Larry. I love you and I remember you today, especially because of. And then I write what comes to my mind. That is healing for me, and it is something then that I put into a book or like a photo album and keep a record of that. So when my children bury me, they will find that and they will be able to see through my eyes what wonderful men my husband's fathers and grandfathers and father-in-laws was to me.
Beautiful.
Wow. Oh, Margie, that is an amazing absolute gift that you do for yourself and for your family and for the legacy of these men that were an influence in your life. Margie, that is awesome. Thank you for sharing with us today for the Take Two family. I think a lot of people are making notes on that one. Mm-hmm. And Jerry, you hear that music? Ace is right on cue. When we come back, we're going to get to Keith and the others. So please call in if you want to honor your dad today, 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
Well, as always, you're coming through on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you on EWTN Radio. It's not Father's Day yet, but we're looking forward to Sunday with an anticipatory program today, asking you, what would you like to say to your father? What would you like to say about your father? Do you have anything beautiful that you do to honor him, or a grandfather, or maybe it's a son who's a dad, maybe as a mom you like to honor your son who is a father? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Again, I'll say it, you know, what you share on this program is going to impact other people. And really, honestly, a show like, a topic like this really impacts me personally in a beautiful way, because I never really knew my dad. So when I hear your stories of the relationships you had with your dad or your grandfather, you know, it just really warms my heart, you know? And so I love listening, Debbie, to these testimonials that the people share.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so intimate and beautiful and personal. Let's hear what Keith has to say in St. Martinville, Louisiana, on Christ the King Radio. Keith, thanks for waiting and welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Just like to take this time to honor my father, Dalton, St. Martinville, Louisiana. He and my mother, Dale, raised their seven children and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren to be good, strong, active Catholics. He and his five sons were Knights of Columbus members. Many of the family members made Cursia, and they're all very active in the Catholic Church. And I just feel like we honor our parents, our father and our parents, with the lives we live in our Catholic Church.
That is beautiful. Keith, I'm just curious, in your family anywhere, maybe not necessarily your siblings or your dad, obviously it wasn't your dad, but are there any religious, priestly or religious vocations in your family?
Well, one of our brothers did attend seminary. He did not graduate from there, or he graduated, but he did not go into the priesthood. But we have several family members involved with Father Mike Schulpine has Community of Jesus Crucified in St. Martinville, involved there with some of the Latin Mass organizations and just in general, but have nobody going on to the priesthood or becoming a nun, if you will.
Okay, well, I just had a sense because, you know, it just came over, the thought came over me, you know, as you were describing your dad and your family, you know, overall, you know, just such a beautiful, you mentioned he's in the Knights of Columbus, raising so many kids, being a very staunch Catholic, you know, he's given so many gifts. Even if not a priest or a religious, your dad has definitely given a lot of gifts to the church and the people of God around him. And I'm sure there are many more people in addition to you, Keith, who are very grateful for all that he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, totally agree with you.
Yeah.
So I put your dad, I believe you said his name was Dalton. I put him in the book and your family in the book, Keith. If I got anything incorrect, just let me know. But I just wanted to say or ask you, Keith, where do you rank in the family? You said there's seven. Where do you rank?
Yeah, I'm number two.
Oh, wow. Are you the firstborn son?
No, I have an older brother.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Wow. That is so cool to be part of a big family. And your dad's legacy lives on, Keith, and it's really amazing. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you too, Keith. Very good.
I love big families.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I wish I had more children. I really do. You know, I heard Dr. Ray recently say on his show, Dr. Ray Guarendi, he said one of the biggest regrets people have is they didn't have enough kids. I so agree with that.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah. But you're grateful for the children you have. So that's wonderful. And God is generous and kind. Okay. Where are we going?
We're going to go to Andover, Massachusetts, and Columba, listening today on EWTN.com. Hi, Columba. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. I just want to honor my dad. My dad was a tough guy. He was a cowboy and a farmer. He was a big, tough guy, but he had a tender heart. And I think that really shaped my view of God the Father. You know, this idea of a strong protector who also has a tender heart. One time I was talking to my dad about, I was sad because the time had come and gone, you know, where I could have had babies. I aged out of that bracket, and I had always wanted to be a wife and mother, thought I had a vocation to that. It didn't come to pass. And so I was talking to my dad about it, and I said, do you think if we make it to heaven, we'll get to find out why things happened the way they did in our lives? And he said, I think we'll be so happy to be with Jesus that none of this will matter. And I have always held that really close to my heart because it really revealed his love for Jesus. And I also remember when I struggled with insomnia as a younger woman, my dad would say, you know, just ask Jesus to come sit at the edge of the bed and hold your hand until you fall asleep, because that's what I do. And I thought, you know, here's this big, tough guy, and he's revealing this childlike reliance on the Lord. And so I just want to honor my dad for the gift of faith that he and my mom passed down to us kids.
That just made me just well up in tears. What a beautiful tribute. May I ask, I didn't seem to catch his first name. Can you give us his first name?
Uh-huh. His name is Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, nice. Like you. Okay, Jerry. Oh, that Jerry, you'll always remember her
I
dad.
Will.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Did he wear, like, was he, when you said he was a cowboy, did he wear the full-on garb, you know, with the cowboy hat and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There?
Yep.
Nice.
And, you know, I think maybe partly because I was his little girl, I got to see that tender side of him that not everybody saw. But he also did so many kind acts in secret for people, for families that were poor. He would leave, like, gifts of firewood at their house and groceries on their back step and never tell anybody. And just a beautiful soul.
Columba, you are so blessed. Boy, did you have a giant of a dad with a gentle heart. That is so... And I love the way you said, you know, to have Jesus be at the edge of your bed. And he said, that's what I do. Oh my goodness. Do I love that? I love when dads get so gentle and beautiful like that with our Lord. I think it always stays with you. And it sounds like it definitely stayed with you. And you're blessed. It sounds like you had a really wonderful father, Jerry.
No, I agree. I was going to comment too on that. One of the things that we're kind of being taught, if we didn't know it already here at this summer program for seminarians, is they call it imaginative prayer. And that's what you're referring to, Columba, is your father was telling you,
yes,
use your imagination, put yourself, mm-hmm, like if we're reading a scripture passage, place ourselves in that scene. And in this case, you were imagining, you know, Jesus sitting with you at the edge of your bed. And he is. Jesus is there with us all the time. And so that had to be very, very comforting for you when you experienced that. So
yeah.
Anything else, Columba?
I just wanted to say my grandfather, so my father's father, as a young man with a cowboy out west, lived in a bunkhouse. And he and these other young men who were like between 15 and 25 would have a little church service. You know, they didn't see a priest very often, but every Sunday they would pray and they would sing hymns. And I think, wow, what a different culture we live in now, you know, but that was just so embedded in them that every Sunday is the Lord's Day. And so, but I see little pockets of that coming back. I see young people wanting that kind of devotion. So, but you know, so many generations of faith that I'm the beneficiary of. So I feel very blessed.
Oh, yeah. You are. Praise God. Thank you so much, Columba.
Yes.
You have gifted us and the Take Two family with your call today. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Beautiful call. Okay, so just so to remind everyone, because we have new listeners that tune in to Take Two all the time. You know, we have the originals, the Lunch Bunch, and the group that has traveled with us for 10 years. That's right. It's coming up on 10 years. But we've got brand new listeners. And so when I say to Jerry, where are we going next? I know exactly who we're going to. What I'm saying is we take this virtual adventure all around the world. And so we've been to New Jersey honoring dads, Louisiana, Texas, North Dakota, Massachusetts. And so you see, you get the picture. We like to travel all around the world and tap into the Take Two family and see what you have to say. So now, Jerry, we're going to Michigan.
Yeah, Warren, Michigan. Johnny is up next. Diane, hang on. You're next in Minnesota. Johnny got in right before you again in Warren, Michigan. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Jerry and Debbie. How's your day going?
Really well. So glad that you've called. It's going better now that you called, Johnny.
Yeah, a quick twist taking note about my father. My father served Korea. He worked at Shape Headquarters of Europe. He made President Eisenhower's dental crowns. And when my father was sick in the military, Eleanor Roosevelt was my dad's first caregiver.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty impressive, Johnny.
And I have the pictures from the dental clinic and all that to prove it. So
I'll bet.
Okay, that's amazing. What do you say to that, Jerry?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if he probably had some amazing stories to tell. I don't know if he shared anything about the lives of those wonderful people that were part of his life, Johnny, or not. Did he ever kind of tell you what kind of people they were or anything?
Yeah, because of my dad's mental illness, he really didn't want to talk to me about his military life, too much.
Okay.
My dad suffered from manic depressiveness, and I also have mental illness. But I'm grateful for my parents, both of them took care of me. They never put me away, and they all had the opportunity to do that, but they kept me with the family. So,
Well, it sounds like you're doing well, Johnny, and that's what we want for you. Mm-hmm. Is life treating you well?
Quick favorite prayer request, Debbie. I recently got a new pair of hearing aids last month. Mm-hmm. And twice in the past week, they've died on me. Mm. And I'm getting them worked on next week. So can you say a prayer I get my hearing aids fixed?
Absolutely, Johnny. Absolutely. We will do that. And we'll go to Padre Pio because he's really strong and he's very fast, okay?
I love Padre Pio. And I've recently been in Blessed Solana Center. I got to pray at Blessed Solanus' tomb before the healing service.
Beautiful.
So. Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. I don't think I got your dad's first name for the prayer book. Do you want to give his first name, Johnny?
Yeah, Edward.
Edward. Oh, that's my dad's middle name. I love the name Edward. Beautiful
that's
name.
That's my middle name. I get my middle name from my dad.
It's my brother Joe's middle name, too.
Oh, is it really? It's Edward?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's very cool. Johnny, you are awesome.
The family call my dad Eddie.
Eddie. Okay. I love that. Very endearing. Well, Johnny, you are awesome. Stay well. Those hearing aids are going to be better, and we want you to have the best life ever, okay, Johnny? Check in with us from time to time, okay?
Anyway, I enjoy the spirit world, too, I told you about it. I like listening to the spirit world. So.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll let Adam Bly know this Saturday, definitely. Thanks, Johnny.
All right. That'll free up a phone line here. We're in the home stretch of the program, but we got a lot more people we're going to get to, including Diane. Diane, hold on just for 1 second, because I have to mention something about, it's very important. You know, we are a praying family here, the Take-Two family, and the entire EWTN family. And for decades now, EWTN has been presenting the rosary on the air twice a day. You can start your day spiritually with Mother Angelica leading the rosary every morning at 5:30 a.m. That's Eastern time. And then a wind down in the evening. Debbie, I know you do this with Father Benedict Groeschel.
Absolutely.
For the rosary at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. So obviously, folks, you can pray the rosary anytime you want. We encourage you to do that maybe more than once a day if you can. But those times, 5:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Eastern times, you pray with your entire EWTN family.
Okay, so we are going to go, as promised, to Diane in Minnesota. Diane, help me with your city. You're on Sirius XM 130. Your city's name?
Oh, it's Elysian.
Elysian. Oh, I love that.
Like
thank you.
Elysian field.
yeah. Thank you, Diane, for calling. And how are you going to honor your dad today?
Well, June 2nd would have been his 105th birthday. He passed in 2012. And when Father's Day comes around, I just think about all of the things that he did, you know, in his life. It was quite a struggle. He grew up in Shanghai, China, during the Japanese occupation of Shanghai, and I believe that was in 1938. And he had to endure seeing all of his friends rounded up and put into internment camps. And he and his family also had to suffer with, harassment from the Japanese troops. Because they weren't put into camps. They were a different nationality or allegiance. They were Danish at the time. So he had to endure just not having things to eat, having the pipes taken out of his house so they had no heat, just things like that. And when the war was over, they were given the chance to come to the States, and he did in 1948. And he had nothing. I think he had maybe $50 in his pocket. That was it. And was able to find employment with Bank of America. He went to night school, tried doing all these things to improve his life. And he just worked so hard. And I always think about all of the things that he did for us. I mean, he was just totally selfless. So I usually put a picture right now is on the mantelpiece, and I have a little candle there that I burn on his birthday and on the day he passed, and of course Father's Day. So that's sad.
Do you mind giving us your dad's first name, Diane? We, of course, Debbie will happily put him and you and your entire family in the prayer book.
Thank you. His first name is Albert. He always went by Bert.
Okay. Well, Bert was, the one word that comes to mind is hero, you know, and he wasn't the only one, you know. I mean, we look around today, we live in a world that's really, in a way, Debbie and Diane, almost desperate for heroes, and there are many of them. We can find them, we can spot them. Maybe some are in our families today, but when you look back on, past generations like the one you're referring to, Diane, it just conjures up in my heart just so much gratitude and love and appreciation and almost a longing that I had maybe lived at that particular time myself, because these heroes of ours that helped to pave the way for the society that we have today and the freedoms that we have and all of those things. Mm-hmm. So,
Your dad just sounds like a really strong man who has seen a lot, who has been through a lot, and that's powerful, and that has transferred, I'm sure, through the whole family and even in yourself, Diane. Do you find that there are parts of you that you have an inner strength and things like that, and you can credit your dad?
Yes, as a matter of fact, when he became a naturalized citizen, one of the first things he did was to join the National Guard because he wanted to give back. And as a result of just that and so many other things, I made the choice myself to join the United States Marine Corps back in 1983, and I served for 10 years. So he's just been that inspiration.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So obvious. Yeah. And how beautiful. Wow. Yeah. Wow. You did well, Diane, today. Just a beautiful tribute to your father, Bert. Wow. Amazing. Thank you for sharing. Jerry, I think I need a new box of Kleenex. I'm telling you, this is getting is so beautiful and emotional. But, it's good when we can really honor our parents like this. I think it's very healthy.
Yeah, I mentioned early in the show, might be some emotional calls, and there's so much, the emotion, though, it's all filled with joy, though. It sounds like there's just a joyful type of emotion that a lot of people are sharing today. We're going to get to more of your calls here. So hang on. If you're on the line, we're going to try to get to each and every one of you before the end of the broadcast, coming up in about 9 minutes or so. Carolyn is next in the order of callers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Carolyn is listening on the EWTN app. Hello there. Welcome to the program, Carolyn.
Hello. My daddy was a Gaston, and there's a French joke, at a door, there's after you, Alphonse, after you, Gaston, they're being polite to each other. But he was such a polite man and gentle, and he grew up in Vestry, Louisiana, but then moved to New Orleans when he was 10. To be with his brother, who had a baby, whose wife and I had a baby. But anyway, he was made fun of it, with his accent. But he was lovable, and he would hug my mother when she was distressed about things, and he'd say, "Papa loves Mama," and but they were called Daddy and Mama, and but he. He was a good Gaston, and his two sons had a middle name of their son with the Gaston, Adam Gaston and Jared Gaston. And I just I came back to the faith because of his good example. Yeah, just after he died, and he hadn't asked it or demanded anything, but he was just so loving, and we had such a good we kind of thought alike. You know, it's like when I was little, and he'd say something, and I'd say, "What made you think of that?" And then, you know, we just had a good little bond, and just a good. And we were I was one of seven, and he made two suits for us. He was busy working. So we didn't see him as much every day, you know, but we knew he loved us.
What was that you said he said to your mom, "Papa loves Mama"? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he'd hug her and say, "Papa loves Mama," and he'd say, "The good Lord is providing," you know.
That is so endearing.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
That's so endearing, Carolyn. Did you... You mentioned, you said he was a Gaston. Was that one of his names, or is that a position that he held, or what exactly is that, Carolyn?
Joseph was his middle name.
Okay.
Gaston.
Love it.
And he's a good Gaston. You know, like there's that.
Yeah.
A Beauty and the Beast movie. That's silly. I mean that Gaston is silly.
Right. Well, Carolyn, I have to tell you, if he had an accent like yours, I think your accent is beautiful. It sounds so angelic when you speak, just to let you know.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. It's beautiful. Well, it sounds like you had a pretty awesome dad and a great family, one of seven. So where do you rank in the family?
I'm fifth of seven, and I'm the first daughter. The way I came in was to come along with a twin brother. So they had four boys, and then me and my twin. Yeah.
God said you can have a girl, but you got another boy along with it.
Yeah, and then 7 years later, they had a daughter. So I'm not the only daughter anymore. Okay. But nice. I had a little sister, so I could read you.
Yeah, we've done shows on twins, multiples, so I don't know if you've ever heard them, but we're going to be doing another one coming up later this year, so maybe you'll call in and share about being a twin. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks,
Carolyn.
Yeah.
God bless you. Wow,
all right.
I love
this.
Okay, I know Paul is waiting so patiently on Alexa in Locust Grove, Virginia. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to honor my father. His name is Paul Siskinek Sr. He's a really good guy. His birthday is actually on this coming Saturday, Flag Day. And he's a really good person. I'd like to honor him.
And you're named after him, correct?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
You are a junior. Very nice.
Yep.
Very cool. And then you have here that you want to...
Yeah, the same names except for my confirmation name was Stephen and his was Lewis.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yep.
And then your grandfather, too. It sounds like you want to honor your grandfather.
Yeah, his name is Martin Joseph Siskinek. He was in the Navy. He was a great guy. He died, though, in 2014, I think on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And what's cool is I was able to play taps on the trumpet at his burial site.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, it's got to be a special honor and a blessing, Paul, to be named after your dad. And then your grandfather, Martin, that's Debbie's husband's name, so I know it's very dear to Debbie as well. Paul, thank you so much. We're glad that we got to you on today's program, and we do have time for one more call. That would be Elizabeth in California listening today on Alexa. Hi, Elizabeth. We've got about 2 minutes, but we wanted to get to you. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to give a shout-out to my dad. He's been a great dad to me, and I wanna give my sister my sister conversion.
Okay,
yeah.
So prayers for your sister, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, Elizabeth, can you give us your dad's name? His first name?
Juan. WON.
Got it. Beautiful. And then your sister's conversion, we'll be praying for that as well. Elizabeth, we've got your whole family in the book. You are our final caller today, honoring our fathers today. Wow, you did a great job, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. We're so glad we got to squeeze you in there right at the very end of the broadcast.
Beautiful. Yeah, I just it's on my heart just real quickly to mention to dads who are listening right now, be the best dad you can be. And the way that you can do that, the most important way that you can do that is love their mother the best that you possibly can. Because kids are, Debbie, they're watching parents all the time. And in a special way, they're watching, you know, how their dads treat their wives and the kids' mothers. So, gentlemen, let's be, I obviously don't have kids, but I'm just saying, in general, guys, let's man up, you know, and be the best fathers and grandfathers we can be. The world really needs that right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jerry, how about godfathers and uncles and cousins? I mean, men truly need to be that those heroes. I totally agree with you, Jerry, and I'm so glad you said it. Thank you to the Take Two family. You did a great job. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, see how I talked about we were traveling virtually to all these different cities? Well, we're going to ask you, what do you love about your city? And that's tomorrow on Take Two.
Looking forward to that. Thanks to our team today, our call screener, which Rich Jesse, Ace McKay on the board, being our producer, Pedro Quiles is on social media today, and we are looking forward to that show tomorrow. I can't wait to hear what you love about the city that you live in. We've done that before, Debbie, so I think it'll be a very impactful conversation, as always, here on the program. So, and thank you, Take Two family. You have done a fantastic job, as always. We love you all. Please keep us in your prayers. You are not only in the prayer book, but you're in our daily prayers, our masses, our rosaries, Divine Mercy chaplets, our holy hours. Let's do this again tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Until then, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day.